you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com. Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin. I really dig that Mr. Skin.com.
I think the weird part about this is we're talking to Skin again 2 weeks, and we still haven't done anything. I mean, I thought about today. Puss said, we got Mr. Skin on Monday. I said, did we just talk to him? Well, we did. We did, but we do every 2 weeks. But usually we're doing other things.
So
we'd have a report of what we've done in the past couple of weeks. Well, we haven't done jack.
And you haven't done anything either. You guys have a lot. I know a lot of stuff's done on computer, but I'm sure you have a bunch of banks of stuff at your offices. So how are you guys taking care of the website, or is there one guy allowed to go in and do stuff?
No, you know, it's funny. We were on top of this around March 13th, where at first, like everyone else, we were like, I think we could work from the office. And then once we understood what was going on and we had to go remote,
right.
I was really psyched. That I thought our content department, you know, the people that go through the movies and television show, because their equipment is pretty sophisticated and with all that, that it would be hard to do remotely. But our whole company since around the 13th or 14th of March has been working remotely. Like now we're going into our fifth week and we haven't missed a beat, no pun intended. And it's pretty incredible. I'm really, you know, proud of the team. We have unfortunately, we have this beautiful office. I got 30 some people working from home and we're paying rent, but at least we're able to afford the rent, which is good. But we're able to do it remotely, but really you can't tell, and at least I can't. The website's rocking and rolling. I'm pretty proud of the guys for figuring it out.
How's the traffic? You got a little uptick?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. It's, you know, listen, I think it's mostly, you know, obviously because people are at home, obviously, but also because we don't have sports to watch. And it's
you're right.
It's really hard. Like, I find myself even, like my wife and I just finished Ozark last night.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I was so bummed because I'm like, now I got to find, like, another show that, you know, another show to carry the weight. I saw Fauda's got another season coming out with Albion, but
there's probably not a lot of demand to see Carol Baskin naked.
No. I'm looking forward to seeing that new. They squeezed in that extra episode of Tiger King. So, but believe it or not, people have come to our website and searched her, hoping that she had done a nude scene. And when she was younger, she wasn't.
She wasn't too shabby back in the day.
When
she seduced that old man when she was younger, yeah, she was a pretty decent looking woman. But now she's an old flower child murderer.
Her window was short, but it was okay. You know.
Well, speaking of younger, let's get to the second photo
First of all, I want to ask about the because I haven't checked in a couple of weeks. Is the Wackett bracket all over? Do we have a champion?
Yeah, we have a winner. If you look at picture, let's see, number six. As you guys know, this was supposed to run alongside the NCAA tournament, but sure. The NCAA tournament didn't happen, but we went along and did our Wackett bracket. And this year it was the best sex scenes as voted by our traffic. But we did the brackets into different positions, so to make it like some were in missionary, some were in all these different positions. And the winner, which was a big surprise, was Amy Lou Wood from Sex Education, which is a cool Netflix show about this like unpopular virginal high school boy who enlists his mom, who's a sex therapist that's played by Gillian Anderson. She's a sex therapist. You know her from X-Files. And
sure.
They open a health clinic to help teens in this little town. And it's a really cool, popular show with a lot of great nudity, including the very first season, the very first episode, this Amy Lou Wood. I don't know what it was, so hard to predict this, but she ended up winning against some, you know, the Angelina Jolies and Halle Berry's and all that. So the people have spoken, but Amy Lou Wood in Sex Education won her Whack a Bracket, which was pretty cool. So
she looks like she's like 20, right? Is she a pretty young woman, or how old is she in this?
Yeah, she's playing like an 18-year-old, but yeah, she's in her 20s.
So the 2020 Whack a Bracket, Cinderella. We have a Cinderella.
We had a Cinderella, yes. That's very good.
So the mob lawyer in Ozark, we're not going to say what happens, but I know it's a great.
Yes.
But since she came on that show almost like the second season, you could tell she had really big boobs. And she's an older she's an older woman now. I'm taking it. Was she in her 50s?
She's like
now?
Late 50s.
Okay, yeah. She's older looking.
Her name is.
Yeah. What's her name?
Yeah, well, her name's Janet McTeer.
Yes.
Who plays Helen, the mob lawyer, the cartel lawyer,
let's say.
So what was interesting is we've known about her, and she showed up on that show. What always bummed me about her, I always say to my wife, is like, she wears the worst clothes. She wears like really high pants.
Right.
And like, she dresses so terribly. I hated how she dressed on the show. But I knew from what she had done in her past that people would be pleasantly surprised by her nude past, and you're right. She did a movie, now this is Janet McTeer, Helen from Ozark, did a movie in 2011, for instance, called Albert Nobbs, no pun intended, but there is a scene. She's playing a man. That's why she looks so weird.
Okay.
And her hair's cut like that. She's playing a man, and then this is her, like, big reveal, kind of like just one of the guys with Joyce Heiser, and she does this reveal. And, oh, my God, it's ridiculous. And that's what anyone who knows the show Ozark, this is must-see. And I think I talked to you guys about this. I don't know if we missed on your break, but Laura Linney, who plays Wendy.
Yeah, we saw that. You had to make it for her.
Yeah, we did talk about that. So at our website, the searches of the Ozark, all the Ozark characters are in our, like, top 20 most search because I think after Tiger King, Ozark is kind of like the most popular show, or one of the most popular shows over the last month. So we've been getting a ton of searches. But I wanted you guys to see this Janet McTeer because I know you'd appreciate it. So.
Yeah, because I could tell even with those outfits you're talking about on the show, you could tell she's got big old knockers, and these are some juicy ones here, man. Sorry.
That's your quarantine talking, sir.
Yeah, it totally is. It totally is. I mean, I don't think 2 months ago I say that line at all.
No, you didn't. No, I'm noticing a change.
You know what? I still haven't started watching the final season. I don't know if it's the final season of Westworld, but I know from the shows I've watched of Westworld, I'm behind a little bit. There's some great nudity in that too. You know.
Yeah. Listen. The first season in 2016 was like the best, one of the best television series for nudity ever, because all the main characters like Evan Rachel Wood,
totally naked,
and Tandy Newton, they were all
naked.
It was great.
Naked.
And they're in the third season. It's not even Westworld anymore. It's like modern world.
Right.
I don't know where they are, but
it's
still putting in some great nude scenes. Like last Sunday, for instance, this Catherine Murphy, who's an android, was up on stage as these rich people were deciding, you know, which android to bid on, and she was completely nude. It's one of the better full frontal scenes so far of the year. So, yeah, Westworld's still doing great nudity. Not quite what they were in the first season, but still worth checking out if you haven't seen it. But it's completely different show than if you watch the first season.
The next picture, why am I looking at a hairy ass?
Well, I was hoping you guys would look to the left.
I did, but I zoomed in. I'm thinking, that's got hair on that one.
All right. I've been getting one of the questions I get a lot, not only from people that come to Mr. Skin, but just my friends, is like, hey, could you recommend some new shows to watch? You know, we're looking for something, preferably funny, that is, you know, to get our mind off everything that's going on. Well, there's a new show from Netflix called Brews Brothers, and it's about these brothers, the rivals, and they open a brewery together, and they try to, a bunch of hijinks and funny stuff happens, but there is nudity on it, but I was going to tell you guys, one of the things I've been noticing in the last couple of years are these influencers, these women who are gorgeous that have these huge followings on like YouTube or Instagram or Twitter, whatever it is, and they're starting to show up on these shows, and I think it's a smart move by the producers. For instance, the non-hairy butt in the scene, Inanna Sarkis, is on this show, and she has 3.7 million YouTube followers, and I know she's gorgeous. I mean, she didn't get the part because she had some great, you know, she's some great actress, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that I'm starting to see these influencers show up on these shows. For instance, like Kinsey Wolanski showed up in Slasher Party last year and flashed her boobs in a really...
And that's like, that needs a huge young end checking out your site then, I'm guessing, for that, right? Because guys are...
Well, it's just... It's just like, you know, like you wonder, like, you know, how did these people show up? Well, if you're the producers of Slasher Party and you could get someone that has 10 million followers to show her breasts in your thing, it's good because they can't do it on YouTube, and you know same with like Instagram, whatever. There's like some rules in that, but if you show up in a movie or a television show and get naked, now all those guys are going to want to check it out. So I'm just starting to see this more and more, and it's kind of a new thing. And it's a you know, like 10 years ago, this wasn't happening, but over the last 3 or 4 years, we're seeing it more and more when these people have these huge followings. But anyway, Bruce Brothers is a new Netflix show you might want to check out. There was some good
Julia
scenes.
Fox is Adam Sandler's girlfriend in Uncut Gems. Is this a Playboy shot? Yeah. It looks like a Playboy shot, basically.
Yeah, it looks like it's a modeling shot.
Yeah,
but
she's hot.
Yeah, so in January, one of the most searched actresses at our website was Julia Fox because everyone was watching that Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, and she played his girlfriend in the movie, the girlfriend, not the wife. And everyone was like, holy geez, she was spectacular. Has she ever been nude? She was like, I think for a week or two was the most searched actress at our website. Hey. Well, I wanted you guys, because you know that movie, is to see this modeling shot she did. It's not from a movie or a television show. It's just modeling, but it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's really nice.
A little quarantine shot for you guys to check out.
So. Yeah, that's how we all stand around it during quarantine, just like that.
I have some socks like
that. A bottle of wine with socks up to our ass and no shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen it.
Exactly.
I will attest.
What the hell is Hockey Girls? It just looks hot. The chick looks gorgeous. Is that a TV show, Hockey Girls? What is that?
Yeah, it's so one of the cool things that's been happening on Netflix and some of these streaming services is these there's some really cool foreign shows that feature great nudity, and one awesome example is the Hockey Girls, which is from Spain, and it's not ice hockey, it's roller hockey, but who cares?
I was going to say, I know they played ice hockey.
Yeah, it's about
in Spain.
This group of, I think there's 7 young roller hockey players and their new coach, and they're trying to save the season, and you know, it's funny, like, you would never have known that this show exists, but all of a sudden it shows up in your Netflix queue, and my guys go through it, and you see this. You've never heard of this actress, but it just shows you, like, and what we're trying to do is promote, like, these cool shows, like...
Is it subtitles? Is it subtitles?
Yeah, of course, You can get the subtitles and everything, and but the women are beautiful, like, The Whistler with Katrina Marlan is an example. That's a VOD released, I think. I can't remember what country that's from, but it has gorgeous women. The Hockey Girls is a cool show. They're 2 seasons in, and we've been trying to, at our website, talk about it. I haven't said much to you guys because it's not something.
But
you see the nudity, you're like, holy geez, maybe I want to check out Hockey Girls. So.
Juicy, another word for that one, too.
Brush up on my Spanish.
Who's going to read
that? Yeah, it's a good way. You know how we're all trying to learn a language? Yeah. We could watch the Hockey Girls.
But I'm guessing in this scene, the words would go right over the nipple if they're talking right there. You know?
You think?
I would think so in that particular scene.
Yeah,
the nipples are right about where the subtitles would be, so you can't have that.
Yeah, you don't want... one of the problems with subtitles is they sometimes block the nudity, which is bad.
Yeah, so. Which would suck. You know, move the words. I don't care. All the photos we talked about are on MrSkin.com. And so you're okay? Everything okay? Are your kids and wife tired of looking at you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids. I've never spent so much time with my kids in my life. Yeah. And this homeschooling's a bunch of crap because my kids are done by like 11 in the morning. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. School used to last till 3:30, you know?
It is crazy. So, I know our kids are the same way.
It really is.
All right, brother.
Yeah, they just, Anyway, all right, guys. Talk soon, man.
We'll talk to you. And we won't do anything for 2 more weeks till we talk to you, okay?
Take care.
All right.
You got it.
All right. That's why it seemed like it came up quick to me. I'm thinking, we got Mr. Skin again, which is fine. I love talking to Skin, but it's because you don't do anything. I hate to say time flies, but it really doesn't fly, but it doesn't change.
It does and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think it seems like you just talked because there aren't other experiences sandwiched into those conversations.
There's no other benchmarks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. There's no other experiences. Whoa. Yeah, some nice ones on there. Check that out. Are you done with the third season of Ozark, either one of you guys?
I just started it this weekend.
Okay.
I'm still trying to make it through the first episode between the buffering and the...
Oh, the buffering.
See, I'd invite you over, but I can't.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
You could turn the TV so that he was on the other side of the patio door and just you could sit on the patio and watch it.
Yeah.
It was working on Saturday night, but I was way too high because, his wife was trying to explain what was going on with the laundering and what they're doing. I feel like I need to know this. I'm going to have to just tap out for tonight.
I've noticed that, not necessarily in a week because my wife threw it away. I've been buzz laying there watching TV shows like that, and I realized, you know what? I got to turn this off because I'm not going to remember any of this and not going to put the dialogue together.
Yeah.
So just turn it off and pass out. You know?
Yeah, anytime that one character starts saying more than 3 sentences at a time, like, all right, I'm out. What did you say?
I'll come back when I have an attention span.
Yeah.
This seems like an important plot point I should retain.
Right, exactly.
But that's not going to happen.
Right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Craig?
NBC Sports is going to air 100 hours of Olympic moments.
It's better than what ESPN did yesterday. It was all day long spelling bee, which was unnecessary.
Did you catch any of the horse competition?
Yeah, you know, I did. Mm-mm. We were sitting down to have dinner, and we wanted to turn the news off, and we going through the guide, and it was ESPN had a horse on. It was Chauncey Billups versus Trey
Young.
Young, and they were in there, and And they did eventually tell you where their yards were. Chauncey Billups lives in Denver now. He's a retired NBA player. He has a really nice half court, you know, the court material and everything. And Trey Young, although plays for he plays for the Hawks, that's who he plays for. His house is in Norman, where he went to school. And he's got a nice looking place, too. He basically just had a driveway basketball hoop. And there were guys walking around, looked like family members with cameras, like a video camera. So they called the shot, and the other guy tried to make it. And you know what? It was really lame in normal sense of the word, except it wasn't, because that's what we got. You know, and they were doing that. Okay, bounce twice, use one leg, no rim. You know, they were doing that. I don't even know who won it, though. It was H-O-R when we turned it off.
Did you find yourself actually, cheering? He made it!
Well, I didn't really care, but it was... It came up... They did it... Because it wasn't in real time. Because they can't shoot it in... They can't just make...
Yeah.
They can't just edit that because they have to make sure the guy makes the shot.
It happened a few days ago.
And right. And does it... Which I mean, but they shoot it in real time. Then, this guy shot, you shoot now. They do it in real time. They're talking to each other.
One of the few times you're going to hear Tyler say, no rim.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I never say that. Unless I'm playing horse.
It sounded odd to my ear to hear him say those words together.
Unless I'm playing horse, you never hear me say no rim.
I don't even know you.
It ain't. I mean, it's ridiculous, and there's more of it coming up.
Other people just hated it.
Well,
and said it was laughably poor video quality.
Of course it is.
Well, what do you expect?
The first 30-plus minutes were Trey Young and Chauncey Billups in a battle of pixelated video.
The video is better than that.
That's what you're going to get.
But that's what it is. It was better than pixelated. It was home video from their driveways, yeah.
Yeah, it's pandemic programming.
Thank you.
We're doing what we can do.
The bar has been lowered, except that.
For TV, I would tell you who moved on and who's going to the quarterfinals or the semifinals,
you know what,
but we don't care.
I'm happy with not knowing, but I think Chauncey Billups won.
He's one of the four.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Push, there's a piece of video out there that we got to get out because I've seen it 100 places now. And I still laugh every time I see it.
Which one is it?
But Rex Chapman has just retweeted it. It's a kid carrying an Easter basket across the yard, and the dog comes flying and just takes him out. He's probably 3 or 4.
I saw it.
Just gets blasted.
It's definitely a charge. Definitely a charge.
Rex is Rex digs us. I retweet. He retweets a lot of our stuff when I retweet his stuff. But one of them over the weekend, we got a ton of love. Is a guy running a kid on a little push car and has the kid go over a ramp.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
And then the dad follows him and jumps over it with it. It's really, really cool, yeah. I haven't seen this one yet, but we will retweet that one. Mr. Skin, all the photos we talked about are on his website for free, MrSkin.com. We'll talk to him in 2 weeks. And still be in the house.
Now that don't feel like 3 days.
That depresses me. Just saying that depresses me. Later this week, John Paul Morgan, Jim Florentine, Michael Imperioli.
And?
Mark's calling in. Dad Mark.
Probably added for Wednesday, Bill Engvall.
Oh, Engvall wants to check in?
Yeah, he's got a recurring role on Last Man Standing, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just saw him in that Delta farce again the other day.
Quality classic.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.